Sport Press.
Yo, who tell us we ain't gonna win, man? Really? He's a bozo. A fucking bozo. Really?
Yeah, we did a lot for the wins. Came in a drop on a 10. Now we on top, top once again. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I had to tighten the plan. Yeah, I got it right in the end. Ay. Now we on top, top once again. I don't want it if it ain't love. If it ain't get it away from me. Who you gon' jack if it ain't us? LABB to the bakery. Some niggas mad that I came up. I know my granny gon' pray for me. It was just us in the vacancy. We had to get it from A to B. Wheels never felt like this. Two seats in the hills, I feel righteous. Blue sheets for the
You are now listening to the Full Sport Press podcast featuring host J-Hove, Wheezy, Jeff, and Coach Locke. Please enjoy the show.
Greetings and salutations. I would like to welcome everybody back and some of you for the first time to the Full Sport Press podcast, the premier sports podcast for the consummate sports fan. And this is your one-stop shop for all sports-related news and topics. I am J-Hove.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
Wheezy in the building. Say what's up, Wheezy.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
So, guys, how are you, cameraman? Two thumbs up. Two of them. Here we go.
Right,
look confident today.
Yeah, for sure.
So,
Jeff, man, how you
doing, man? All right.
Yeah, pre-production was fun.
Your pre-production was intense.
Yeah,
for sure. Speaking of pre-production, we're at episode 371, man. We're unveiling the FSP list of the top seven NBA players under the age of 25.
FSP style.
Always FSP style.
You better damn know it.
Better damn believe it.
Let's kick it off. Best of the week, Wheezy. What you got?
Best week. Best of the week for me was Nashville Sounds, man, on the 16-game winning streak. 16-game winning streak.
There we go. Any players as far as prospects looking to go to the Brewers?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Oh, wow.
Okay. All right, man. Jeff, what about you, brother?
Anyway, the WWE, man.
Okay.
Getting back on the road. Getting back on the road. Got live shows coming up.
Okay.
Good to see the crowd back in the action, man. It's good, you know, entertainment value.
Heard you.
Yeah. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that in 10 wrestling seconds.
But for sure.
It's good to see that.
Here we go, man. My best of the week is the Calm app. The Calm app has announced that it will pay the fine for players opting out of Grand Slam media appearances for mental health reasons. Mm. It also matched Naomi Osaka's fine and will match any future fines. Great marketing, great idea.
It's a great app.
Great. Like, Calm app.
Calm app is a great app.
It gets you in a good space?
Yeah, it does. It works.
It works. For sure. I've heard great things about the Calm app.
I've got it. I just never used it.
Straight up?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think I need the Calm app?
Yeah, you need a lot of shit.
I need a lot?
You need a lot.
Okay. Do you think the Calm app will help?
If it works on me.
You know what I'm saying?
I think it works on me.
Not Jeff, you're way more mild man than I am.
But I'm telling you.
And he knows it. Look at the smile.
It comes in.
He knows it. He knows. Look at him. He knows he's a crooked dude. Look at him.
Now I'm crooked.
Oh shoot!
I mean, not crooked, but he knows he's different. He's a different guy. He knows
How
he
am
is.
I different. We?
Oh boy.
No man, we ain't gonna go there.
Okay.
We ain't gonna go there.
Let's move on to worst of the week then, man. We'll stick with you, Weezy. What you got, buddy?
Worst of the week, man. I got a homeboy that called me this week. Hey, you wanna go out to eat tonight? I said, nah. I can't make it tonight, bro. I can't do it tonight. Okay, cool. Okay, cool. She give it away. He said, okay, cool.
Yeah.
And then about the next day, man, how was it last night, y'all? Y'all have a good time? Yeah, man. No thanks to you. I ain't calling you no more. I said, why, bro? He said, because you don't ever show up. I said, bro, I told you I wasn't coming. Every difference, I didn't tell you I wasn't coming. I told you I wasn't coming. That's my worst of the week, though, man. Just... You know, even if you tell the person, nah, you know, I ain't gonna make it, and they still get mad at you. It's rough. That Calm app, you feel me, Jimmy? That Calm app gonna work?
It might work.
Okay. Since we doing that, I'm switching my words. What you got, Jeff?
I normally don't trip on this because, you know, it is what it is with me. But I went 0-4, I think 8 on sneaker raffles this week.
Join the team, brother.
Like,
we love to have you.
That's tough.
Yeah, for sure.
Even on AIs, I lost 2 raffles on the step over.
Sure.
Step
I got a plug, Jeff. Holla at me.
Here's cap.
So that's my worst of the week.
All right, so my worst of the week has something different, but now I'm going to switch it up. So if you know, we have a Realville or just a Realville media, right?
Yeah.
The entire team, we have a meeting for sure. Yeah. Look at me every week. We've had every bye week, you know what I'm saying? We ain't missed a week. You know, have we missed a week?
No.
Team? We ain't never missed, a week. And we switched the days a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. For sure. It's been in the group chat and everything, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. I love that big story to tell that's going on right now. Can you hear it, Jeff?
Yeah,
you hear it. Oh, okay. It's okay. So then, you know, everybody's there, you know. And then, you know, I like to have 100% participation from the team, you know what I'm saying?
FSP team.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. It's a team of us, you know what I'm saying? That's how we keep this thing going.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's all, you know, so I understand one person missing because, you know, they might have something. But, you know, we had somebody missing.
Yeah.
And then you talk to him the next day, get what they say. He didn't say a damn thing. He talked about it like we were just, hey, just another day in the world.
Yeah, but at the first, did you say anything about, hey, man, why you missed the meeting?
I mean, it would have been easy, right? It would have been easy.
No.
So if you missed, stop.
If you expected.
I'm expecting.
Everybody to be there.
I'm expecting.
And you worried about it, right? For sure. But you didn't ask, hey, why you missed the meeting, bro? What's going on?
Hey, so this ain't the first time Buddy done missed a meeting, right?
No, yes, it is.
Yeah, is it the first time Buddy has missed a meeting without somebody, Jeff, the good cop of every situation?
We in the meeting, you know what I'm saying? Come on to the meeting.
Yeah, that's yeah.
Oh, okay.
Jeff usually, he might make sure, like, hey, where you at, or something like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, what about you?
I mean, I'm saying, I've been doing that for 5 years, dog. Jeff just stuck in and started doing that, man.
You been doing what for 5 years?
Helping you out for 5 years.
Okay. Make sure you check us out on iTunes, Facebook, Instagram, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, Beyond Pod, YouTube.
I know what's going on.
Of course. The SoundCloud page to catch up on the full archive.
I know what's going on.
Past episodes of FSP. Just simply search Full Sport Press Podcast.
Don't forget to support The Real Veal. Mm-hmm. The Real Veal Family Patreon page.
Yes.
It features Full Sport Press on Deck TV, fresher than your average, and much, much more. Much more. Be on the lookout to join the Family Patreon page. Episodes are up. Join the team.
Yes, sir.
Support The Real. Jeff, you have 10 good rest in a second.
Absolutely.
Let's kick it off.
All right. So coming fresh off of yet another $1 billion deal last year, mm-hmm. coming fresh off of profits margins through the roof of the 2020 during the pandemic, WWE made surprise budget cuts yet again this week, catching the wrestling world by storm, releasing people who were just recently on the last pay-per-view's main event, like Braun Strowman, who out of nowhere was released from his contract, Aleister Black, who was just featured on SmackDown as coming back from injury, coming back at a prominent role, was then released as well, leaving people to wonder what exactly went wrong in WWE land for them to make those particular budget cuts. So, please remember each and every Thursday to check out the 808s and Chair Shots podcast. Myself, shout out to Neek, my co-host. And
shout
I always remember, you might not like wrestling, but your auntie loves it.
Most definitely, man. Most definitely. Now, tweet us with questions throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment and give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page, on the iTunes page. Please rate and subscribe. And more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend. That the revolution will be podcasted. And before we get started with the first half, Weezy, do you have a Yellow Box of Cheerios award recipient for the listeners?
I do. Yep. This week's award recipient is Antonio Andrews.
That's it, man. This is Jeff's guy. The former Tennessee Titan Antonio Andrews was arrested after he met a woman for drinks, and he brought the woman back to his apartment for a nightcap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Andrews asked the woman, let me see your phone. After not giving him the phone, Andrew, he bit her nose.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Then he ran off into the parking garage. Mm-hmm. Then he threw her phone across the garage and got into the vehicle, where he stole the victim's wallet, which included money, credit cards, driver's license, and a passport. After being arrested, Andrew said the woman noticed his phone had several notifications from other women, and according to him, that made her jealous. Here's the crazy part. The woman had a protective order against Antonio Andrews, but they met up anyway. This is the thing. No one to fold him, man.
Yeah, he got no one.
You got no one to fold him, right? You already got a protective order against you.
Yeah.
There's no reason for a nightcap.
I'm tell you right now, I'm scared of a woman like that.
Man, listen.
She did something to that man.
Nah, that's the thing.
Go ahead. A order on him, and then she still went out with him?
Still went out with him.
She put out a protective order on him, and he still went out with her. That means she got something he can't let go.
Come on, man.
That's what I'm saying. You don't want,
that's true, too.
I don't want
that's
that.
A great point.
I don't want that.
That's a great point.
You don't want it like that.
No, nah, I don't want this. Something in that.
Yeah. Man, yeah.
Nah, that's some Rihanna stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't
Erykah
want
Badu.
That. Yeah. No. Nah,
who else? Who? I know that's the top two. Who's number three in that list?
Ooh. That girl from
Brad Pitt, Angelina Jolie.
No.
Oh, no.
Angelina Jolie.
No.
Black China?
What? Nah. It's somebody else.
Angelina Jolie up there.
Like, I'm telling
you. Corinne Stephan.
Nah, it's close.
She's top five.
Jennifer Lopez.
That's the Holy Trinity. She got Puff out here wilding.
Man, he trying to catch the old thing back.
She with somebody else already.
Which was an old joint. Some old work.
I don't want that either.
Okay.
Yep.
Wheezy. Last week, we asked you and the cameraman to try the Manscaped underwear. Have you been able to do that?
No, I haven't got to it yet.
What about you, cameraman? Okay. So, it's smooth, huh?
Smooth.
Smooth sailing. Nothing but smooth sailing, huh?
Smooth sailing.
Hey, now I see it. Slide left. Slide to the left and relax. Slide to the right. You know what I'm saying? Crisscross. Can you crisscross in them? Hey. Yeah, Weezy wouldn't know that, but he hadn't even tried them on yet. But the Lawnmower 4.0 is still out, you know.
With the light.
Ooh, the light.
The light come through.
For sure. Don't forget, man, manscaped.com. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code FSP20.
Yes, sir.
Use that, man. Use that code. We appreciate everybody that has used that code as of now. Still active, and it will be active for a long time, man.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to our guys at manscaped.com. You know, great partnership we're building with these guys, for sure.
We appreciate it.
Nah, for sure. And you know what else? Your balls are definitely thank you, too. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
No nicks, no cuts.
Smooth sailing, that thing.
We need to keep that on. No nicks, no cuts.
Are you going to get that out to Antonio Andrews? You pulling that up? Is he at? He's at Hillsborough, right?
Yeah,
he's local. We can pull up and give him that. Y'all want to pull up with him?
You sure? Yeah. You don't need no help?
I got some help with me.
Okay. Yeah, six shooters shooting right now. Yeah, you guys ready to get started with the first half?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
The first half is underway.
First half, the hottest sports news of the past week, like we do each and every week here at the Full Sport Press Podcast. Before we get started, I am J-Ho.
It's your boy Big Jeff.
It's your boy Weezy. What it do?
Weezy, where can they find you on social media, my brother?
FSP_Weezy on IG, and I'm at High Weezy on Twitter.
Sure, yes you are. What about you, Jeff?
J-Easley84 across all social media platform.
Sure, and I'm Jay Hove on Instagram and Twitter.
Oh,
man, let's kick the first half off with some basketball talk. Man, some college basketball talk at that. Oh, man. My hated rival, Mike Krzyzewski, man.
Yeah.
Winning as coach in Division I men's basketball history, led the Blue Devils, the Duke Blue Devils, there to 5 national championships in 41 seasons. Damn, 41 seasons.
Wow,
That's crazy.
That's a long time.
He will officially retire 2021-22 season. Yeah. Associate head coach John Shire, who also played at Duke. Mm-hmm. He was all right at Duke. Played for Krzyzewski from 2006 to 2010. Has been named his successor.
Nice.
Did Coach K retire too soon, too late, or right on time?
That's a tough one. For me, simply because, I mean – you can say it kind of got off the rails last year, but I think everything in college sports was off the rails last year. So you kind of give him a pass. Hopefully he goes out this year. They're competitive.
They will be.
And I think that from what I was reading, they have a decent recruiting class.
Now, they got my favorite player just signed with Duke, Paolo Banchero. Okay. Cold. Yeah, he's cold.
So, you know, hopefully.
Oh, he caught another one, Jeff. Listen, that's going to go a long way now, Jeff.
Yeah, that's the one.
That's going to go a long way. Yeah. Remember I called that 2 years ago? You remember that?
I'm just saying.
He just said it now.
I'm just saying, have I missed? That's what I'm trying to ask.
I ain't missed on the show.
Yeah. You're damn, you done missed.
Out of basketball.
Yes, you have.
Jeff ain't missed.
Oh, yes, he has.
Nah, Jeff ain't missed.
It's been low hanging. Oh, you just trying to do that. Hey, Cameron, don't forget to have a conversation. I got to have a conversation with Discord because he got a little. He got a little Anna, you know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing but a little shirt. That's it. What you got, man? Let's talk about it, Coach K.
Coach K. I think it's right on time for him to retire.
Yeah,
I don't think it's maybe a little bit too late.
Maybe a little bit too late.
But for what he did for college sports, I mean college basketball. Period. 5 titles.
Yeah,
I mean he did what he's supposed to do.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, nah, for sure. It's right on time for me, man. The last 14 months. The next 5 years will be the most volatile that we've seen in college athletics altogether, man.
Okay.
From paying players to the portal. It's going to be a different basketball game. And people like Roy Williams, Coach K, two really old school coaches.
Yeah.
This is a young man's game now, man. Got to fold him, man. Hey, Antonio Andrews, you got to know when to fold him, dog. You got to know when to fold him. This hire has to be correct, though. Mm. We've seen this go another way, man. This can be huge for the future of the Duke program. Hate it or love it, Duke basketball is the creme de la creme.
It's a blue blood.
It's the creme de la creme of basketball, man. College basketball is that. So this can go from Georgetown or it can go from UNC. Because old Roy came and saved the day at North Carolina. Yeah. We had some bad runs there. So, Shire, man, he's on the hot seat day one.
Dang, that's tough. Hot seat day one.
But you got Paolo Banchero. You better hope he play too.
He did it again. Double. My goodness. This kid must be really good.
He better be. Let's keep it basketball. Let's go pro, though. This week, Danny Ainge stepped down from his front office position with the Boston Celtics. Now, Danny Ainge was hoarding draft picks, banking on the future and the present at the same time. I don't know how you can do that, but that's what he was doing. He decided he'd had enough. He stepped down. He named his predecessor, though. Know who that was, cameraman? Then head coach Brad Stevens. Brad, the fourth winningest coach in Celtics history, never won the big one, though. Never won a big one. Had a lot of talent.
It's hard to win a big one.
He was the wonder kid when he came in.
He was the one, though, Jeff.
But he failed up. Now he steps into Danny Ainge's position and is starting to actively look for his successor as head coach for Boston Celtics right now. Shout out to Spike Lou. His team is in shambles. Mm-hmm. Guys, this is a big deal, little deal, or no deal?
I don't think it's a huge deal. I just think it's a huge mistake. I think he should go back to college, honestly. Take the money in college and go back to college. I think Danny Ainge left a shit show for him. Mm. Brad Stevens, if he don't figure that out, he's going to lose his job. Mm.
Yeah, I agree. Do you remember it was a time, Jeff, when people were arguing that you could actually trade an actual NBA player for the great Brad Stevens? Do you remember that?
That was
a real question,
that was a
man.
Real thing.
The Celtics had a really good future ahead of them. They had young players, plenty of draft picks, never really worked out. They had more young players, Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum.
Marcus Smart.
You go all the way to Robert Williams, all these kids. And then Isaiah Thomas happened.
Bro!
And their reputation has never recovered, man. The Celtics remain a good team. They'll be solid right in the middle. Tatum's a first team, All-NBA player. Yeah. Brown is not far behind. But as this season showed, man, that isn't enough. The single reality is they're going to be a middle of the tier team because, listen, they're not better than Philly, they're not better than Milwaukee, and they're not better than the Nets. So that is the middle of the road.
Yeah.
And I think Danny Ainge and the Boston Celtics will forever, ever be in hell because of what they did to IT. The curse of IT lives on, man, for sure.
Yeah, he deserved better.
He deserved way better than that, what they did to him, dog. Right. Ruined that man money. He's supposed to get $150 million.
Ooh.
Gave his heart.
Man, he gave his hip.
He gave his hip for that team.
He gave his whole hip.
It was hooping.
And was hooping. Third. Yeah. He was the lead scorer in the NBA. And on top of that, he got third as far as MVP votes.
Yeah, he was hooping.
He was hooping.
Yeah. Shout out to Spike Lou.
He don't even like IT.
That's why I gave him a shout.
Yeah, he deserved it. Before we start with halftime, let's talk some NBA vets, man. Veteran players Chris Paul and Jimmy Butler intend to turn down their player option for the 22-21-22 season in order to seek a new contract. Both are seeking a max deal, guys. CP3 is 36, Jimmy is 31. Which player is worth a max deal and why?
If it's up to me, I mean, I know Chris Paul doesn't seem to age, and, you know, he looks great in Phoenix this year. If I got to give one of them the max, it's Jimmy Butler, though.
Got to, right?
I mean, just because he's 31 and he's going to be there and his toughness rubs off on the rest of your players. So does Chris Paul, but he's going to be 37. I can't give that a max deal, a three-year max deal to a guy who's going to be 40 when it's over.
Yeah, sure.
That's rough.
That's tough.
I mean, Jimmy Butler's going to get his first, with no question. And Chris Paul's going to get his two. I just don't know where he's going to get it at. If it's going to be somebody like the Sacramento Kings, give it to him. I don't know if he wants to go there, but they'll give it to him.
With Jimmy, the Miami Heat weren't able to land another star until Pat Riley buried that hatchet with Dwayne Wade. So Pat finds himself in a tough situation, very similar to the decision he had to make for Bosch, who was going into his 31, 32-year-old season. Yeah. Man, somewhat similar to the debacle with Wade County, man. He can't make that same mistake twice. He has to extend him, and Jimmy Butler's on the decline. He's regressed over the past three seasons, but he has so many connections within the NBA. You can't do this again. You have to pay him. There was CP. CP's coming off back-to-back All-Star appearances after he didn't make it in two straight All-Star appearances with OKC and also now with the Phoenix Suns. So, man, they got cap flexibility. That's the only thing that helps them out. But in turn, you got to pay Aiden, and you also have to pay Mikal Bridges, $20 million contract. And of course, do you think Aiden is a max player?
Not yet. He's going to get it. He's going to get it off of potential alone. If Phoenix don't give it to him, somebody will overpay for him to get him out of there.
Watch how crazy Aiden looks against a person like Jokic. Because Aiden moves like a wing.
Okay.
He moves like a wing, right? But he's 7 feet.
Yeah.
So, man, he's going to be a terrible match. That's a bad matchup for Denver. I mean, we'll talk about some predictions on another show, but. Mm-hmm. Suns and six.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, you had Denver losing in the first round, so.
I did.
Yeah.
And they won CJ McCullough leaving this game in the regular season away from that happening.
Defense. That bad defense.
CJ McCullough.
That was bad defense. They scored 140 points.
I hate to say this. Rob Covington makes the dunk. It's a different game.
Bro.
That's your man.
Absolutely.
And Rob a good dude.
He is. Shout out to the land of golden sunshine.
Yeah, now that's what I'm saying. That's your man.
Yes, sir.
Now they got to play. They brought him there to play defense. He wasn't playing.
He
good
was
defense.
Playing solid defense.
And PJ had 25 on him in the first half.
That was game. I'm talking about game five. He played solid defense in game.
What about CJ McCollum?
They had him checking Jokic. He averaged 20, bro.
They had him checking Jokic.
Barbecue chicken.
Hey,
and you think how easy that's gonna be? They can switch everything.
He
doing
had three
Phoenix.
Blocks. He had three blocks on Jokic.
You think I can score on
on Rob?
Rob, you think I can score a bucket?
You couldn't score a bucket if. And this is what I'm trying to tell you. There's no way you can score a bucket on Rob Covington.
No, I can't.
He could play. He could be blindfolded, and you could.
Nah, he can't be blindfolded. Give me push respect on him. He can't be blindfolded.
He could be blindfolded.
Jay, he can't see. I'm a score a bucket. He can't see me.
I'm telling you.
Now just say you know I won't score, but don't say blindfolded. Don't do that now.
Blindfolded.
Set it up.
And he doubled down.
Set it up.
You guys ready to get started with halftime?
Let's do it.
Let's get it.
We're at the midway point. Please enjoy all of the halftime festivities.
Halftime, in case you missed it. Coach Locke is back with another edition. Let's hear it, fellas.
Fellas and listeners, in case you missed it, Vanessa Bryant is upset that Mamba City shoes have been released, even though they were not approved for sale nor approved to be made. Now, Vanessa Bryant had been working with Nike on a deal to sell the shoe, she explained, but the partnership was axed when she didn't re-sign her husband's contract with Nike. Now, Vanessa went on Instagram and sent a post to let it be known that she was upset that the shoes were released when neither she nor her other daughters had received pairs. She said she picked the black and white colors in honor of Gigi's uniform, the number two that Gigi wore, put Kobe and Gigi on the back in gold instead of Kobe's signature, and the inside of the shoe details, which have butterfly wings and a halo. Now, Vanessa wanted these shoes to be sold to honor her daughter, with all the proceeds benefiting the Mamba Cedar Sports Foundation, but clearly that's not happening. Now, allegedly, a sneaker shop called Foot Patrol in the United Kingdom had released some pairs of the shoes early, and some shoes are also shown as sold out on resale marketplaces like GOAT and Fight Club. My question is Nike trying to pull some fugazi stuff to get extra money and take advantage of Kobe's shoes because everybody's trying to buy them right now? Or is this just an honest mistake? Y'all let me know what y'all think about that. It's your man, Coach Locke. I'm out.
And we are back. Man, Coach Locke, man. Hey, listen. Mm-mm. Kobe. I want those Kobe's. Listen, I can't get any sneakers. I'm telling you.
I got you, bro.
I got them Crocs. Okay, let's talk about it then. What's the plug? Can they get the? Can
you
they?
Know I can't get I know plug you can't talk. Like
but
that.
I'm saying though, what's the? Is it over resale?
Yeah, you gonna spend some money.
Spend. Okay. Is it double?
Nah, I ain't double.
Are they authentic?
Yeah.
A1.
So if I wanted them Kobe's, right?
Oh.
Okay, no. We'll just do that.
What size you wear?
And you know what? Hey, don't do that. Don't you know what I'm saying? See,
what size you wear?
You know what size I wear. You know what I'm saying?
I got
you. Got me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Give me credit card.
He ain't got them.
He ain't got them. Nah. Okay.
Give me credit card. No, I'm just saying. So, I'm playing credit card. You ready to roll? I know you ready.
You know I'm ready. Now don't play. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
Now we got come on. In case you missed.
What buddy say? I got enough cakes to buy the whole
business for the project.
Oh man, what you think, Jeff? Kobe and Nike.
Nike. That was like just horrible timing. I don't think they did it on purpose. Yeah. But that's horrible timing, man. And it just makes a bad situation worse. Yeah. Vanessa's already ready to get out of there. She's doing those last, two? She said they had two shoes left.
Yeah, two shoes left.
And, man, she can't leave Nike quick enough.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Just so I hate it it's going like that because Nike and Kobe were a match made in heaven. Man, I hate it it's going like that. And I hope things kind of figure out as far as, you know, once things kind of, you know, because you know how breakups are.
Yeah.
It's nasty at the beginning. But let's get to a point where it might be amicable.
Yeah, amicable. Yeah.
Might not be, though.
Sometimes they don't. Sometimes it's forever beef, ain't it?
She start playing a deal.
Sometimes it's forever beef.
Yeah,
and it's cool. I'm cool
on
with
site
that.
Beef.
Ooh, I ain't
ain't never on site.
If it's on site,
but it ain't. It ain't never the same.
Nah.
Would they ever be the same?
Nothing never was the same. Nothing ever was the same.
Great album.
But it ain't never over though.
It ain't never over.
Uh-oh.
You can always go back.
I ain't gonna say that.
You guys ready to get started in the second half?
Let's do it.
You stupid, dog.
The second half is underway. Full Sport Press.
Second half, episode 371, the top seven NBA players under the age of 25. I am J-Ho.
It's your boy, Big Jeff.
It's your boy, Weez. What'd he do? What'd he do?
Whether or not we realize it or not, fellas.
Yes, sir.
All great things must come to an end.
Mm.
Woo. You know what I'm saying? In the NBA, that means that the revolving door of great players we witness throughout the past decade or so, faces of the NBA, they're gone, man. But the NBA is in good hands, man. Great hands.
True.
Considering the outrageous amount of top-tier young talent in the association, this was far from an easy exercise. Yes. We're still here, man. FSP hit to rank the top seven NBA players under the age of 25. Player accomplishments, potential, and accolades taken into account when we created this list. You guys ready to get it going?
Let's do it.
Let's go with the just missed the cut. The first person we have is Ja Morant, 21 years old, Rookie of the Year last year. Just missed the cut, man.
Yeah.
On the cusp.
On the cusp.
It's
just too many players.
Too many players. Special, though.
Yeah. Ja's fun to watch.
Did anyone expect him to be this good so fast?
No. Not I put Steph Curry out of the playing game.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Ja
needs a nickname too. He needs a nickname. All right.
And not Ja Rule.
Not Ja Rule.
Nah.
He's a nickname.
Yeah. Memphis, do something about that.
Well, J. Cole had a line.
He did.
J. Cole
might stick. But he needs a name though.
He needs a nickname.
Yeah. He gotta figure out a way to make some shots though.
It's better. It's not good. It's really not great, but it's better than it was.
3-point shot is just dismal. At best. But he kept Memphis in the thick of things this year with Jaren Jackson going out. So
And Valanciunas.
Yeah, I've been trying to tell you about Valley. JV,
you like my centers like that.
Yeah, for sure. That's your type of center. Like Steven Adams has let you down as of late.
Russ.
He's done.
Once Russ got away from him, it's over.
Oh, he had nothing to do with no damn Russ.
Oh, my God.
But great year for Ja. Just missed it. Brandon Ingram, 23 years old. His accolades, first time All-Star last year, and he's most improved player.
Yeah.
Jeff?
I need more. I need more.
He done flatlined on us, man.
Yeah. I hope we have not seen the best of Brandon Ingram.
Dude, he's just 23. Seems like he's been in the league 7 years.
Right.
Dude, that's insane, man.
But you know, at 23, you've got 5 years in, though.
Hey, we saw the best of Julius Randle at 26.
True.
So, yeah. Very, very talented basketball player.
He's got
man.
It all.
He's got it all. Yeah. Offense. And a blend of like, I just his motor might be a little.
That's what I'm saying. He don't have a motor. His motor, he ain't got no 4.0 in him.
Yeah, still, I think he could go to another level though.
I hope
if he wants to.
They committed to him. They gave him the bag.
They did.
23 years old, man. Came into his own in New Orleans.
You can't pull the plug on him at 23.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
Next person, De'Aaron Fox, 21 years old. No accolades as of today.
It's Coach Locke boy, right?
It's Coach Locke guy. Yeah. It's this guy.
He never let you forget it.
Yeah, never. Coming out of college, we thought that he was just going to be a John Wall clone.
Mm.
And when he's healthy, I think he's one of the most dynamic point guards in the entire NBA, man.
Being a John Wall clone should not be a slight.
Nah, not in 2021.
Yeah.
Nah, for sure. to be averaging 20 and 11 assists.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Man. Just play on the wrong team.
Just a bad. Oh man, just a terrible, terrible team. Team is a mess, dude.
That's the problem. Yeah, they have no direction with
it. But that's no fault of De'Aaron Fox. Nah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. He just plays for a bad organization. And I'm sure he wants to leave.
Probably.
He wants to leave. Because guess what? They're going to be bad next year.
They were on the cusp.
They're going to be bad next year. They let Bogdanovich leave. Yeah, and they put it in your boy, Buddy Hill.
No, that's your man. Coach Locksman.
I know that's Coach Locksman, but you roll with Buddy. No. I'm trying to put that.
You missed on Buddy, though, Trey.
I didn't.
Oh. You said he was going to be in the league.
I said he would never average 19 points a game. And he averaged 18 and a half 1 year, 19, something like that.
He got it.
Coach Locke won that bet for sure. Yeah. Last but not least, Bam Adebayo, 23 years old, first-time All-Star a year ago. And on top of that, he'll be a first-team All-Defensive player this year.
Yeah.
I think he's one of the most versatile big men in the entire NBA, man. Does a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Swiss Army knife.
You got to be a big man this year. You got to do that.
Yeah, for sure. He does, man. Only thing he's missing, I want him to shoot that corner three, Jeff. Do you think Bam, because you get into the league, you thought he was just going to be a rim runner.
True.
But now he's mid-range. True. Can he stretch it out to the three-point line?
He should be able to.
If he want the bag.
True.
If he want the bag.
If he want the bag, he got to stretch out to the three.
Got to mix the baking soda with it.
Got to mix the baking soda. Sure. Yeah, he's one of the most switchable bigs in the entire league. Yeah. I had him on my list for sure.
Yeah, no. He's properly rated.
Probably right.
It's right now
on the cusp.
Right now on the cusp.
Miami's done a great job of developing this kid, true, though, for sure.
That's player development, cameraman. Player development.
Everybody on this list is developed.
No. He didn't like the term player development when I mentioned that one time. Okay. It's okay.
Okay.
Sorry. All right. Number seven on this list.
Okay. Are we going with the list?
You got that list over there, Weezy.
I got the list. Y'all ready to go?
Let's get it.
Number seven on this list.
Yep.
Utah Jazz. Jay's favorite player, Donovan Spider-Man Mitchell.
For sure, 24 years old. He's a two-time All-Star. He was on the All-Rookie team. Let's talk about Donovan Mitchell at seven.
He's got a signature shoe.
He does. It's a bad signature shoe.
It's a
shoe.
Bad shoe. Yeah. He has one.
But he has one. A lot of people can't say that. Sure.
Efficiency has gotten better this year.
That's not true, Jeff.
There have the. You mean 40 is not better than 30?
It's 41.
It's better than 37.
It's bad, though, bro.
It's better.
Okay.
They are the number one seed?
For sure.
So, I think he's playoff tested. He's had moments. He's a volume shooter.
In the bubble, though. It was bubble moments.
He beat Russ. He beat Russ the year before that.
Yeah.
Well, 2 years before that.
He's been there.
That bubble show, it gets you, boy.
That bubble hurt. That bubble, man.
That bubble's hurting right now.
That's ruining Cats credit. Isn't a great defender. I don't like that. He's a turnstile on defense.
You're big on defense, aren't you?
No, I'm just big on a complete player.
Yeah, but you don't see that too much.
We're going to name, only two of them are good defenders.
Three.
Ooh. You got to show me the third one.
We'll talk.
Right. I know two.
It's better. And when I say great, I'm saying better than Donovan Mitchell.
Well, okay. That's just,
you know what I'm saying? But if he fails to improve on that defensive end, he got that jump shot.
I like his jump shot.
It's not an elite three-level score, man.
He's not three level.
Yeah, no.
He's a scorer, though.
He's a scorer.
Don't get a bucket.
Is Donovan Mitchell a superstar? I saw, what's the kid's name? He's not a kid. Stephen A. Smith said, Donovan Spider Mitchell is a superstar. Do you believe that?
Here's what I think. I think, if you ask me right now, no. But I think he has the opportunity to become a household name this playoff
season. He's one big moment away from being a superstar.
Here's why I say that. Because, no disrespect, Weezy and Sean Wash. LeBron's gone. The cloud over the league, the crowd over the league, the magnet for the attention is out of there.
Yeah.
It's open for Booker.
It's open.
It's open for everybody
else open
to become household names right now. And Donovan Mitchell is one of those guys.
A superstar doesn't shoot 42% from the field and not get to the foul line.
He only shoots 5%. Allen Iverson on live
one. No. But he was going to get 30 with it, though. You see what I'm saying?
That's true. Hey,
this is a nasty 23. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you're going to get – if you're going crazy, you got to go get 30.
That's true.
This dude not going to get 30. He's going to get 23, and he ain't going to the line. He only shooting 5 free throws.
So you got
to
get 30 in the NBA now to give some respect.
No. What I'm saying is, if you're shooting 42% from the field, that bitch got to be going up.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, you got to average 30. Yeah, for sure. You see your AIs who had – you know, Kobe had a bad year where he was a volume scorer like that, average 34. Shooting 44 from the field. It's a rough year. Yeah, what we got at 6, Weezer?
Jeff's guy, Zion, no nickname, Mitchell. I mean, Williamson. I don't know who Zion Mitchell is. Yeah, Zion don't have a nickname. Williamson. Zion don't have a nickname yet?
No. Yeah. Z-Code. Yeah.
Nah, I don't like that.
Yeah, Z-Code won. Yeah, yeah.
20 years old, man. One-time All-Star. Everything sells out, Jeff. You just told me some AI sold out, dog. Only person who's wearing AIs destroy. Is you and Ice. Shout out to Ice. One-time all-rookie team. Yeah. Accolades low, man. Let's talk about your boy, Jeff.
Yeah, accolades are very low. Yeah. He set out most of his rookie year. For sure. Low management. Came in this year. You like the word efficient.
Very efficient.
He's going to get his buckets. You're not going to be able to stop him.
No.
Once he's an underrated playmaker. Underrated passer.
Underrated, oh, yeah.
Underrated passer. He's gotten better with his dribbling after that debacle in the high school All-American game he had. Yeah, that was tough. But he's gotten better with that.
Yeah.
And he's going to become a three-level scorer.
No.
He's going to become that.
No, he don't have to, though. That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't have to, but he's going to do it.
That's what I'm saying. He doesn't have to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's going
to
do it.
Yeah, he don't have to. He'll be fine. Hey, but in his short career, Zion has basically lived up to that once-in-a-lifetime player. Yeah. Like, he's lived up to it. Bullying defenders. I just want him to stay healthy. About that. That's the only thing I worry about with Zion, because when he's playing, he's a game-changer, man. Just a bully. He brought bully ball back to the NBA.
And he shook off the body shaming police. He was in better shape this year. Yeah, but in great shape.
That he did, though.
But he was in better shape, and the body shaming police left him alone.
Nah, for sure. But you got teams with lighter forwards. When I say lighter, you got Jason Tatum trying to guard this kid. It's barbecue chicken, man. It's more equipped to switch on that perimeter, and he's going to blow right past you, man. Needless to say, man, great young team with him and Ingram. I worry, though, about Zion long-term. When the athleticism goes away and you can't zoom past people and bully past people, he will have to develop that jump shot that you speak
of. That's
why
I think it's coming faster than we think. Yeah. I think he knows that.
Yeah, like Julius Randle. I mean, Julius Randle shot 42 from three, which is amazing. So I'm not expecting Zion to do that.
I think he can do that. I think he can do that.
Number five.
I know it is. But I don't think he's going to shoot seven a game. He's going to shoot five.
That is a lot.
He's going to hit three. 2 to 3 a game and shoot 5. That's all you got to do. He'd be right there.
Bro, that's a lot, bro.
That's a lot.
People in the NBA can't do that, bro. Bobby Portis is the only person doing that right now.
I'm telling you, man. Listen to me. He shoot 5 to 6 a game and hit 2 or 3. 1 to 3.
That's 50%.
Yeah. 1 to 3 a game. He average out to 40, 35, 40. That's all he needs.
Number 5 on this list. Mm-hmm. Ice Trey. Trey Young.
I don't like Ice Trey as a nickname.
He's kind of
cold.
It's
kind of cold. He's 20 years old. No. Trae Young's 22. Did you know that?
I didn't know until we did this. I didn't know until we
Trae
did
Trae Young
this.
Is 22 years old.
Yeah.
But he's a one-time All-Star rookie team. Just spectacular on offense, Jeff. Let's talk about it.
He loves the villain.
Yeah. He's a shit talker, man.
Yeah, and I'm with it. He embraces the villain role. He performed on the grandest basketball stage we have in the Mecca of Madison Square Garden. Mm-hmm. Put on the show, man. Yeah. I'm glad to have him as an Atlanta Hawk. Those people who were talking about that trade ain't talking no more, though.
Yeah, they are.
Is he the best shooter on this list?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Even over your boy?
Yeah, best shooter than Devin Booker.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But it's Devin Booker, his bucket's easier. But, yeah, nah, Trae Young got a ratchet. Well, and Jeff.
He's top 10 shooter in the league?
Yeah. Trae Young? Yeah. Jeff, you're damn lie. People still talk about that trade. You're damn. I'm telling you.
But it's not as loud.
Yeah, it's loud. It's very loud. It's very loud.
Because you know why it's not as loud? Because he got his first playoff win before Holmes got his.
And Holmes could have his in just a second.
Yeah, but if it was a race, we're
talking about a series. I mean, it don't matter if it goes 7, if it goes 5. It don't matter. It's still a series.
No, you don't remember. Trae got his first time as underdog. Put on the show. On the show, took a bow.
You starting a team tomorrow? You got Trae Young. You got man. You crazy? But I remember. I get you sticking to your guns.
That's Trae Young.
Yeah, for sure. But he's not better than dude. You know that.
I'm not saying he's better. He fits my offense better.
What offense is that?
Shoot.
Nah.
Just because
go get a bucket, Jeff.
Go get a bucket.
His defense is atrocious. Yeah. Let's keep it a minute.
Again, there's only 2 people on this list that play defense.
Dawg's got to find better ways to support him defensively because man, it needs some work. And he'll be an average ball stopper at best. Physical limitation, too little thin in the eggs. A little thin in the cakes.
Just a little bit.
Yeah. But he's deserving of this ranking. Really good player. Yeah, for sure. Not better than dude, though.
Number 4 on this list. Here we go.
The disrespect.
It's going to get a little long-winded. Jay's boy. Phoenix Suns. Devin Booker.
24 years old, man. Two-time All-Star. Nothing short of spectacular, man.
That's it.
Since he's been in the league 2015, man. Only knock is team success. Only knock.
Got a 7-point game.
And then he just closed out the best player of the generation.
Oh, so my God.
Let's just go ahead and do it. You know what I'm saying? Elite three-level score. Elite. With playmaking ability. 7 assists a game. Elite.
I'm deferring to you on this
one. Yeah, you're damn right. Yeah, off the dribble, on the dribble, off the ball. Elite. He is the best shooting guard in the entire NBA.
Turnstile at the end of the court, though.
No, he's not. He's the best shooting guard in the entire. Anybody you want to line up. Klay Thompson, you want to go James Harden, Brad Beal, Devin Booker.
He's definitely better than Brad Beal.
Devin Booker is the best shooting guard in the NBA. I wish I could say it in Spanish. Portuguese.
It might be a little insensitive.
Yeah, for sure. But yeah, now Devin Booker, for him to be 4 is disrespectful. Disrespectful to how good he is. Because nobody else on this shit is the best in their position. Nobody else.
True.
Nobody else on this list is the best in their position. Nobody. Ben Simmons is not the best point guard. We're going to go through the rest of the list. I ain't going to do that.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is there's nobody else that's the best in his position.
He and James Harden for best shooting guard is an argument.
That's an argument.
You know that, right?
There's not an argument any other way. Of the rest of the people on this list.
Weak that position is.
That's not true. I just named you, bro. There's really good two guards in the NBA.
Yeah, really good. Yeah, Paul George.
They're superstars.
That's it.
Jimmy Butler.
Wait,
more of a.
So you saying Devin Booker?
He's a two.
Devin Booker is the best on this list.
Yeah, he's the best shooting guard in the entire association.
And his defense is not relevant, right?
His defense is above average.
Oh my God,
it is.
So it's a big argument with James Harden. Then big argument.
Because James Harden is the worst defender at the two-guard position.
CJ McCullough on line one.
Yeah, CJ McCullough. You see how I can be like, you right about something? And you sit here and still arguing me, knowing you be dead ass wrong.
I didn't argue you about anything.
You just said and told me that Trae Young was better than Luka Doncic.
I didn't say that. My exact words were, you said, if I started a team right now, who'd I go with? I said Trae. And you said, he fits my offense better. That's what I said.
That's go to hell ball.
That's what I play.
You're not going to win.
My favorite basketball player is Allen Iverson.
Go to hell ball.
My second favorite basketball player is Russell Westbrook.
Go straight to hell ball.
That's my kind of basketball.
Man. Number 3 on this list.
Ridiculous.
And this is Jeff's guy.
Oh, man.
Ben
Simmons.
24 years old, man, 3-time All-Star, 1 All-NBA appearance, 2-time first-team All-Defense, and Rookie of the Year as well. Let's talk Ben Simmons, Jeff. You hate him.
I don't hate him.
You don't like him.
No, I just wanted a clear definition of how I should view his game. That's what I was asking.
We did.
And that's all I wanted.
We gave it to you.
I was expecting something else when I should be expecting a great defender. Solid passer.
No, great passer. Elite passer. Yeah. He's an elite passer.
Elite defender.
He's an elite passer, Jeff.
Okay. I'm not going to argue. Elite passer. And that's not a slight. But I thought by now I would at least have to guard him on offense.
You do.
I can Andre Roberson him.
That's the thing. You can't Andre Roberson him because Andre Roberson couldn't put the ball in the floor. This kid can.
I can Andre Roberson.
No, you can't because he's going to dunk over your entire team.
He can to the rack when he wants to, Jeff.
Yeah. Andre Roberson could not get to the rack.
I can Andre Roberson him.
That's Jeff, you watch too much basketball to say that, bro.
You
shouldn't say that. That's not right. Greg Popovich
I can also hack a Shaq him.
And that didn't work the second time.
It worked.
It didn't work the second time.
They didn't get swept.
I mean, anybody.
They didn't do it the second time. The game wasn't close enough to do it the second time.
Everybody gets a game. The Philadelphia 70s, the 76ers won a game against the best team we've ever seen. Even a dog gets a
shout out to AI.
Yeah. Every dog
the
gets
best
a
best team
day.
We've ever seen.
Yeah.
Best playoff team we've ever seen.
Ain't no question.
That's the best playoff team we've ever seen. They only lost one game.
Oh, we're talking I'm thinking about something else.
Yeah. But when Greg Popovich says, no, Ben Simmons doesn't shoot the ball, but he does everything else elite, who gives a damn? Elite. He's elite, man.
That's fine.
Yeah. 6'11".
We nitpicking him with Jay.
Oh, my God. Defender? Even if he fails to improve or even start shooting the ball from mid-range, he has to start shooting the ball from mid-range. I've been saying that for the last 3 years.
He's
elite at everything else. So he's averaging 16 points a game.
Or 14.
I'm saying for his career, he's averaging 15.8.
Okay.
What's that?
I guess that's elite.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm saying defensive player of the year this year. guard all five positions. Come on, man.
Have they given that? I'm not saying he won't.
They're going to give it. You know he ain't going to get that, too.
I mean, I think he might
get it. I hope he get it. He deserves it. Yeah. Nah, for sure. But, man, he's tough, man.
Number two on this list. This might be J-Boy on the low.
That's my guy.
Jason Tatum.
Just went to the school in Durham. That's the only thing that hurt him. 23 years old, man. Two-time All-Star. All-NBA. Third team. Jason Tatum.
He the best scorer on this list?
The best scorer on this list is Devin Booker. We saw that already. Ain't nobody closing out like dude.
Oh my God, man! I swear to God, I hope they get their ass whooped.
I bet you do.
Jason Tatum,
where your money at? Oh, you lost that bet. Go just put it in your little cash. You got a little money.
We were
now.
Flowing, cameraman.
A little something.
I'm just saying, you act like it ain't nothing in there.
Oh my God,
pay what you owe.
Run Jason Tatum is fun to watch. Yeah. Man. He's fun to watch.
I want
to
buy $100 hat with that.
Oh gosh, I just want to talk about Jason Tatum.
Wow,
let me get that.
Jason Tatum.
Oh, go ahead, my
man. He's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. He's definitely grown. He's definitely grown into a prime time player. To take an old school, old Dick Vitale term, he's grown into a prime time player.
Yeah.
Spike Lou, you know, I understand where Spike Lou be coming from.
No, you don't.
About Jason
Tatum. No, you don't. You know, he grabbed the attention in 2018 when Kyrie Irving limped off the floor. And Gordon Hayward was also hurt. His third season, he's improved every statistical category. Yes, damn near averaging 30. Taking his place among the NBA's elite. Man, he is elite. He is an elite basketball player. Yeah. I think we've seen the best of him, and I don't think we've seen the best of Devin Booker. That's why we have Devin Booker in front of him.
I don't think
him.
We've seen the best of Jason Tatum.
I think we have.
I do not.
I mean, he would have to average 34.
Not at 23. 23.
He would have to average 34 points.
He can – the way he drops 50,
he go crazy though.
He gets into a mode where I don't think 34 or 32, 33 is out of the realm of possibilities.
You said he have to average that?
Yeah, for him to be like, so to see him like right now, so for example, a person like let's say Brad Beal, right?
Yeah.
We start saying he was elite because now he's averaging 29 or 30, but he was averaging 24, 25. You got to put those points up to another level.
But I think you can also do like a
that's rough. Jay.
I know it's. I mean, it's
like an Anthony Davis,
mm-hmm.
somebody who he might not score as much as he scored in New Orleans.
Okay,
but he's more his jump shot has gotten better. He's more your word efficient
for sure.
So I think Tatum could do that. Maybe not scoring 32 or 33, scoring a more efficient 27, 28 a game, and getting the rest of his players involved. His teammates involved, coming a more all around player. I think that's in the realm of possibilities.
Well. And the way he does that is to get to the line more. Okay. He's just not drawing as many fouls as I want to. He just, you know, fewer than five times nightly. Nah, I need at least nine.
That's people afraid to put the ball in the rack. Yeah, ball on the ground.
But he can do that. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He's an elite scorer, dog. If he can get to that line, that's what Book does well. He shoots 10, 11 free throws. I'm just saying, man, we talk about elite. You got to bring up elite. Yeah, hey, man. I mean,
go ahead.
But the Celtics are in, you know, a good system to have him. And, you know, he's good for the Celtics. He's
just number one.
Number one on his list. Another one of Jay's guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Luka Doncic.
Sure.
Slovenian drip.
Drip him out. Drip, drip. 22 years old, man. Two-time All-Star. First-team All-NBA. Rookie of the year, man. He's come from a rookie sensation, man. MVP candidate overnight, dog. Yeah. Possibly the second-best player we've ever seen. And has the potential to be an all-time great.
Possibly second,
at that age.
Oh.
Yeah.
At 22.
At 22, yeah.
But you said
he's one of the best I've ever seen since 22.
At 22.
Okay, I was making sure.
Under 25.
I was making sure I was. Wait a minute. We give him a lot that he ain't won crap yet.
And he still got room to improve as far as efficiency that you talk about.
Yeah, he has.
No, he's been very efficient, but I'm saying he's a volume scorer.
You know him and Rush, never mind.
I'm saying, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Better passer than Russ, though.
Jay, I want you to give a bold prediction right here.
Talk to me.
Bold prediction.
Talk to me.
Bar injury, mm-hmm. Luka Doncic is
MVP?
Next year?
I mean, he should have been
MVP. Career-wise.
KP, man.
Oh, I've been telling y'all about that old unicorn.
Oh, now
you're career-wise.
You going to talk about stuff that you was wrong about?
Tell me.
Brandon Ingram.
I know. Wait. I called him being most improved player that year. Did I not?
Now, cameraman. Now, he said he in his pre-production said – I'm off that narcotic.
I did, because I thought I thought he was going to improve from being most improved player last year, but I called him being most improved player last year.
Man, nah, that's what he's doing now. You see what I'm saying? That's what you're doing. You spinning, bro.
Okay, I said Stephen Adams was going to be an all-star. I did say that. Yeah, I was wrong about that.
No, listen, Jeff. You also said that the Portland Trailblazers is going to be in the finals.
Said it's going to win.
No, you said they're going to be in the finals.
Well, okay, that was preseason. And then I said last week they was going to win the first round matchup.
And they lost.
They did.
A little straight.
Ain't nothing.
Hey, you. But y'all all told me this was a unicorn. And that
KP, he is a unicorn.
He's mid, dog.
He is a unicorn. Okay. He's 7'3" and can dribble the ball and shoot like a 6'8" wing.
He just can't stay healthy.
He just can't stay healthy.
Which is part of it.
It's free throws and fouls, man. Luka Doncic is clearly the best player under 25. Ain't no question about that. But the second best, and it's real close, Devin.
Dude,
Booker.
How do we get back to Devin Booker,
saying,
man?
We got to get his kid his roses while he's smelling.
We haven't even
spoken
about Luka yet.
Oh my gosh. Spoke about him.
We were talking about his unicorn teammate.
We ain't seen the best of him. Scary stuff.
I don't think we've seen the best of Luka
now. Who's up, who?
I don't think we've seen the best of Luka.
No, and that's what I'm – and he averaged 30.
Because his unicorn teammate can't give him 19.
He need one more player. He's going to get this one more player, too.
Yeah, I think
he's going to get it because Tim Hardaway going to go. He's going to go get – he might get DeRozan.
That'll work.
DeRozan will help.
1 or 2 years with DeRozan.
Is Luka better than Giannis Antetokounmpo?
No. No.
Not better play than Giannis?
Not right now. No. No. Dude.
Giannis already got his MVP.
He got two of them.
Yeah.
And he played defense. And he got defensive player of the year.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Yeah, it's a lot. That's a lot. Right now, I can't say that.
Yeah.
But he cold, though. Offensively, though, I worry about Luka more than I would worry about Giannis, though. Like, you putting a game plan together, you're more worried about Luka Doncic than you are Giannis.
Yeah, you worry about Giannis on defense.
You worry about him all over the damn court.
Yeah, you worry about Giannis. You got to know where he's at all the time.
He like Ed Reed. You got to find out where he is. Sure. All right, so let's go through the list. 7-1, Weezy, what you got?
Number 7, Donovan Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
Number 6, Zion Williamson. Number 5, Trae Young. Number 4, Devin Booker. Number 3, Ben Simmons. Number 2, Jason Tatum. Number 1, Luka Doncic.
That's disrespectful, man. That's a good list, though. It's a good list, man.
Great list.
Great list, man.
You know what it says?
What?
NBA's in good hands.
Great hands.
NBA's in good hands.
For sure. Most definitely, man. It's a good list, man. Devin, a little bit more. But,
oh, my gosh.
Okay, so let's talk about it, man. Manscaped. Coach Locke wants to talk about his experience with Manscaped.
Let's do it.
You guys want to hear it?
Yes, sir.
Let's hear it.
What's up, good people? It's your man, Coach Locke. Now, as somebody that's blessed with a lot of hair, you know, nice clean beard, nice clean braids, keeping yourself groomed and cleaned is very important, especially during this time of the year when it's hot and humid outside. You know, you want to make sure you keep your body nice, clean, groomed. And if you have a significant other, I'm sure they will appreciate it. If you don't have a significant other, you want to keep yourself groomed and clean just for yourself, because you never know. You might have a time where you need to be ready. So, how do you do that? You go to manscaped.com and you check out all of the products they have. Mainly, you want to look for that Lawnmower 4.0. This thing right here. Listen, this is amazing. Yes, I know. Personal experiences. It's quiet. Listen to that. You barely hear it. And it has that light right there that helps you get to those spaces when it's kind of dark. Or you might be with your significant other and might be setting the mood and y'all doing your thing. I don't know. Whatever you into, it's all about you. But specifically, you want to make sure you keep yourself groomed up. Now, they have other products too. They have boxers. And when I tell you these boxers right here are comfortable, I wouldn't lie to you. They nice, they fit good, they smooth, and they keep you right all day long. So, how do you get these things, you ask? Let me tell you. Go to manscaped.com, find whatever you want on the page, and before you check out, input the code FSP20. What is that going to do? That's going to give you 20% off and free shipping. That's right. The guys here at Full Sport Press and Manscaped are going to give you 20% off and free shipping on your first order. So make sure you do that. Tell them that the guys at FSP sent you and use that code FSP20 for free shipping and 20% off. It's your man, Coach Locke. Make sure y'all stay groomed out here with that manscaped.com.
Coach Locke had props. Coach Locke had props.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, nah, he said, he's, you know, you let you, I had tried to ask Weezy last week, but he let his significant other, you know what I'm saying, clean up the room. You know what I'm saying? And Coach Locke said,
you know, he asked that question for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Shout out to Coach Locke. Yeah. He had props.
Yeah, now he had props, man. Yeah. And he gets props, man. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah, it's good pie, right?
Yeah,
there.
For sure. Yeah, hey, you know what I'm saying? Good pie, right?
Yeah. 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 Toss to the oop.
Hey, man. That's how, hey, they asked me in pre-production, you pass me the ball, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to dunk.
Yes, what's that?
I'm going to dunk. For sure, man. Appreciate everybody pulling up. Shout out to Coach Locke for that, man. Don't forget, man. They got everything, man. Manscaped.com. Use FSB20, man.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, for sure. Get that squared away. So you can get squared away.
Hey. And use a light.
Hey, yeah. Hey.
Let's give it a light.
I guess next week, Weezy, you will talk about I might your experience.
Yeah, I'm going to put some drawers on next week. I'll put that Manscaped drawers on.
What you talking about, right?
Tweets with questions, man, throughout the week at Full Sport Press. Don't forget to comment, give us a thumbs up or a thumbs down on the YouTube page. On the iTunes page, please rate and subscribe. But more importantly, don't forget to tell a friend.
To tell a friend.
Tell a friend.
Weezy.
Everything paid for.
Yeah.
Camera's always on, bro.
Cameraman, the revolution. It's got to be podcasting, man. We are out.
Life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
Thank you for listening to the Full Sport Press podcast. To catch up on previous episodes, please check out the YouTube page and wherever you find your favorite podcast. Don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend.
The revolution will be podcasted.